This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, by the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, for their service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people that are working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or on Twitter, Captain's America, at Captain's America on Twitter. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, the question is, who's going to fire the first shot in the Middle East? I don't believe it's going to be us, but we certainly will defend ourselves if Iran lobs something in our direction at one of our ships or planes. But people are concerned about Saudi Arabia maybe having their finger literally on the trigger right now.
Well, you and I discussed this yesterday.
Yep.
Saudi Arabia could, but I doubt it, because we will probably advise Saudi Arabia not to do that. What's at issue here are the missiles that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps was moving in the Persian Gulf.
Yep.
Okay. Now, these photographs that we get probably from our geospatial sources were not something that were taken in the last couple of days. I mean, this is at least a couple of weeks old.
Yep.
And meanwhile, you had the oil tankers that had the limpets attached to them, and then you had the Houthis that had armed drones that had hit some Saudi pipeline.
Right.
So we at least have those three pieces of tangible intelligence. Now, the National Security Council / the Pentagon has advised those in Congress that they're supposed to advise, and they have done so. And those in Congress, you know, like Senator Menendez and whatnot, don't feel that the photographs of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps moving these missiles was enough of a threat to be going through all of this. And we have the Britain top commander that is based in Iraq that has said the same thing. So everybody's reading the intelligence of the satellites and what the IRGC is doing. They're reading it differently. So the Democrats, what are they doing? Well, they're coming out and saying, you're going to start a war over this. Nobody's even talked about the United States starting a war. We have gone into what we would say a precautionary posture. So we have cleared non-essential personnel out of our embassies and diplomatic posts in Iraq, including Baghdad and Erbil.
Yep.
We have put some military assets in the region, which is doesn't mean we're going to go fire on somebody. That just means that we are ready in case we have to.
Correct.
Yeah, we're coordinating with Israel. We're coordinating with Saudi Arabia. We're coordinating with the Emiratis. So everybody kind of needs to calm down. Let's not forget, this administration is going to do all things it's supposed to do in the Pentagon and the National Security Council and the State Department. They're going to do all things we're supposed to do so we don't have a Benghazi. So if something does happen, we're not going to look like Hillary and Obama, correct?
That is correct. And by the way, the big warning we got yesterday was apparently there are suicide bombers that have been turned loose and or vehicles that will be used with suicide bombers to hit installations.
Where?
In Iraq. That's the report I got.
Okay. I don't have that report. So all right.
Yeah. That's why they... And by the way, the people that were actually being moved out of the embassy, we were told about it yesterday, but it started Monday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, you know, we're getting today's news from a couple of days ago, and that's okay. That's okay, because we don't need to be telegraphing everything we're doing. We can talk about it afterwards. All right, now let's talk about Russia for a second, because Russia very quietly... has been making gains in the Ukraine, and nobody's talking about it.
Well, Pompeo is talking about it to Lavrov and to Putin, so that's all we need to be assured of, and I think that's a good thing. Let's not forget that there is a war in Ukraine, and
yep.
I think we're somewhere around 14,000 or 15,000 dead Ukrainians,
yep,
because of Russia. I mean, they're clearly a menace, and it is a conflict that hasn't been spoken about probably in a year by any media source.
Right.
So, as long as Pompeo has that in one of his, as one of his quivers in, or arrows in his quiver, and he's having that discussion with Moscow. Of course, he's back now.
All right.
That's all we need to know.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, what's John Kerry up to lately? Well, we're going to tell you, and there's a very strong possibility Senator Marco Rubio might get an investigation of what John Kerry has been doing. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there. It'll take you right to a page with a drop-down menu, and you'll see the contest to enter to win the free gun a day giveaway. And we'd like to announce somebody here in the program for winning it, but you can't win it if you don't enroll in it and submit an entry. So please do that. And then while you're there, consider becoming a member, because if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for being a brand new member. And you'll get that award-winning concealed carry magazine too, which is more than just guns and ammunition. You can also get information on hunting, on fishing, on camping, RVing, and there's different discounts they offer in there too with some of those ads. So check it out, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You wrote an article, and I'll read the title before we get started. Rubio, meaning our senator, Marco Rubio, the senior senator in Florida, that sounds funny saying that, wants the DOJ to investigate John Kerry and the Logan Act / FARA.
Yeah, FARA refers to the Foreign Agent Registration Act.
Yeah.
There's some things that necessarily need to be understood about what John Kerry has openly done. And interestingly enough, it was fully described some time ago, I mean literally some time ago, by the Boston Globe, because Kerry admitted meeting with Iranian officials, most of all Zarif, at least three or four times after he was no longer Secretary of State. Now, did he bother to tell anybody at the State Department that he was doing this? Did he bother to get permission? Any of that kind of stuff? No. But what he was trying to do, and still is trying to do, is save the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which is the Iranian nuclear deal. So directly after, and maybe even while he knew at the end of his term as Secretary of State, John Kerry created his own little team, his own little organization called Diplomacy Works. Now, this this is really quite interesting, this little organization of his, because of who he has in this organization. And they include people like Tony Blinken, Nicholas Burns, Michelle Flournoy, Nancy Soderbergh, and Robert Malley, just to name a few. I mean, there are an awful lot of names. Now, Robert Malley, by the way, is probably one of the more anti-Israel people that we have. he comes from France, and he's a pretty nasty character. But the other people that John Kerry has enlisted as part of his Diplomacy Works organization is Wendy Sherman, John Finer, who, by the way, does have some ties to the whole dossier thing at the State Department, Jen Psaki, Robert Menendez, Susan Rice, Angela Merkel, Federica Mogherini, Emmanuel Macron, Ernest Moniz. He was, remember, he was the weird guy with the,
yeah,
with the glasses and the hair.
Yep.
Okay. Not only is this Diplomacy Works organization just concentrating on Iran, but they also have other missions that include climate change, gender equality, global health, refugees, and trade. So who do you think that John Kerry's little organization is contacting over there in the House and Senate, these new 2020 candidates?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So hat tip to Marco Rubio for formally asking the Justice Department to take a look at not just John Kerry, but his organization, and all the people in it.
Well, did he resend an old letter? Is that what this is that I'm looking
at? He sent one last year, yes. He sent one last year, and, of course, nobody did anything about it. So now that we have a new Attorney General, Bill Barr, he sent the same letter again. Hey, so Marco Rubio has been on the case for every bit of a year because of John Kerry's little organization called what? Diplomacy Works.
Yeah, and of course he recites the specifics of the Logan Act and the specifics of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, and lays it out what the sections are, the paragraphs, and all that sort of stuff that Kerry is actually violating. And you think anything will be done about this? I mean, I get it, I understand, and I totally agree that Kerry is in violation.
Well, exactly right. And by the way, it isn't just about Iran and Zarif. He's also doing, his little organization is also doing the same thing when it comes to North Korea and China.
Wonderful.
So he's, yeah, so what he's doing is his little operation here is doing everything that they can, it appears, to throw sand in the gears for what Pompeo and Bolton and you know, the Trump White House are doing.
Now, you also wrote the day before, and we now know that the ship, the Wise Honest, which was confiscated by the United States and towed to one of our territorial ports, I think, if I've got that correct, that North Korea is demanding the ship back.
Oh, well, they're not going to get it back.
No. And didn't we tow, where did we tow it to? We towed it to what? Someplace, one of our bases there.
No. Yeah, this is really kind of an interesting story. First of all, I think it was Indonesia that we asked to seize the ship.
Right.
But this this ship was seized last year.
Right.
This is not a new seizure. What it has made it interesting is the United States taking formal possession under the Asset Forfeiture Act. And when that possession does happen, the ship actually ends up at the southern under the management on where we go with it of the Southern District of New York. Now, why would that be? Well, it's because that ship has been violating sanctions going back, I think, to 2016. With the help of who? China and Russia.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. And the monies to pay the crew, the monies for the maintenance of the ship, the other reason that this whole thing is being operated by the Southern District of New York is because the monies were transferred, including some cargo payments as well as just maintenance and cruise payroll, by in U.S. banks. So now we have to determine if we have U.S. banks that were well aware that it was in violation of sanctions, or this was just kind of an accident. So, yeah, this is quite the interesting condition here.
By the way, North Korea needs to pay a lot of attention to what's going on over there in their own country, because there's a report here of the threat of starvation looming in North Korea because they're undergoing one of the worst droughts they've ever had.
Well, that's precisely the reason that little Kim has been meeting with China and has been meeting with Russia, least of which the other piece of that was when little Kim had the meeting with Russian officials a couple of weeks ago in Vladivostok, and directly after that we had the second missile launch.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to get him any carrots or onions or potatoes or...
No, but, well, we don't know. Uh-huh. Hey, you know, Moscow may have said, hey, we'll give you some money, but the Iskander missiles were Russian missiles that Kim launched.
Okay, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and I'll see you later today.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with our next military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says it won't comply with a broad demand for information by the House Judiciary Committee. The Trump administration now accuses House Democrats of trying to conduct a, quote, pseudo-law enforcement investigation in demanding documents and testimony that Trump aides insist are classified, even to lawmakers. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has made requests of more than 80 people close to Mr. Trump. The White House counsel argues Nadler is trying to embarrass and harass the president, saying he hasn't cited a proper legislative purpose. Nadler has threatened contempt citations for those who don't comply.
I don't know whether they're trying to taunt us toward an impeachment or anything else. All I know is that they have made a preposterous claim.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 116 points, NASDAQ up 88. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for Military and Veterans News this Armed Forces Week, culminating with the Saturday Armed Forces Day. By the way, don't forget that this portion of the program, our military and veterans news, are always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with a couple of different locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about that while they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I got a question for you out there, guys and gals. Do you know where you're going to be in 14 months? Will your paycheck be at the grade that your skills deserve? Well, how would you like to make over $80,000 for an annual paycheck? Now, that's the number that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics gives the top 10% of the aircraft mechanics known as aviation maintenance techs. Now, if you're good at working with your hands, a career as an airframe and power plant technician can be yours in only 14 months at National Aviation Academy, with campuses in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. You will receive lifetime career placement assurance and assistance so that you'll always have a job. and the NAAT members are trained to help vets and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector, too. Now, National Aviation has just a few openings left, and you got about a week to move on this. And the May 31st class that starts in Clearwater and Concord. And for more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, you can go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080 to find out more. Tell them the captain sent you, and financing is there, as well as the GI Bill that will take care of a number of you there, veterans, especially Gulf War and post 9/11 veterans. All right, well, the United States military has begun Exercise Northern Edge in Alaska. Approximately 10,000 U.S. military personnel are participating in a 12-day joint training exercise called Northern Edge 2019 on or above central Alaska ranges and in the Gulf of Alaska. We'll see how that all works out. Now, we also know that the Russian military reportedly has gained in the Ukraine, which could spell some trouble for the United States Army in that region. Now, an Army major proposed in a recent paper that the Russian offensive, a mostly conventional warfare campaign that's also used social media to recruit proxy troops, showcases how the Russian units could defeat the U.S. Army in a key Eastern European state by using social media against us, recruiting people, and then letting the proxy units instead of the regular Russian troops go after our people. Now, 3 months after a cluster of bacterial infections tore through Fort Benning, Georgia's one-station unit training brigades, resulting in life-threatening flesh-eating diseases for 21-year-old PFC Des Del Barba, a command investigation has concluded that drill sergeants did not prevent trainees from seeing doctors or pressure them to push through their illnesses. So that wasn't the problem there. Army trainees were not, in fact, discouraged from seeking treatment. Now, the Navy, the Secretary of the Navy, administratively punished a senior captain described as a linchpin in a corruption scandal that defrauded the U.S. government of more than $34.8 million and ensnarled dozens of commanders and officials in the bribery and fraud investigation that's going on, called the Fat Leonard investigation. Also, a training incident involving a T-45C Gossack aircraft injured two military personnel. They suffered minor injuries. They'll be okay. And Spain's decision to remove a frigate on training exercises from a U.S. combat fleet that's approaching the Persian Gulf was taken purely for technical reasons, the country's defense minister said yesterday when Spain announced that they were pulling a frigate out of the fleet headed into the Persian Gulf. Now, the U.S. Naval Academy's freshman class will be going through the annual sea trials training exercise. Look for them to be out having a good old time out on the water. And by the time senior Air Force non-commissioned officers in the Air Force hit the point where they could earn their commissions, they know how things work around the service. So the senior NCO's school, officers' training school, has been streamlined with less shoe shining, more leadership lessons for the possible recruits that are being promoted from senior NCO to an officer's rank. The Marine Corps is working on an advanced reconnaissance drone that will be launched out of the back of an M-22 Osprey. For years, the Corps' assault waves to upgrade the capabilities of its tilt-rotor MV-22 Osprey, as the lightly armed aircraft is a big target and is vulnerable to attack, especially when handling and extracting ground forces. Well, now, one of the capabilities they'll have is to launch an advanced reconnaissance drone to let them know what's in the area. Now, the government of Norway has had no immediate plans to call for more U.S. Marines to train alongside its troops in the high north after asking for an increase last year, according to the officials in the Ministry of Defense and Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Norway. The National Guard in Ohio, an F-16 fighter jet with a 180th fighter wing, performed an emergency landing at the Toledo Express Airport after an onboard weapon jammed during training. That could have been interesting. And legislation is on the move now to extend the Pennsylvania National Guard's higher education benefits to family members of National Guard members in that great state. And the Pentagon is weighing legislation that would give contracting officers the power to demand backup data on spare parts cost after its inspector general said Transgem Group Incorporated would be paid about 94,000% in excess profit for a half-inch metal pin. Wow. Wow. Here we go again. Seoul, Korea, by the way, South Korea has issued a second request for proposals in its effort to acquire 12 rotorcraft under its maritime operation helicopters requirement after the first RFP fell through owing to a bunch of whole blunders that have gone on there. By the way, veterans, listen up out there in Colorado and Vail, Colorado in particular. Free admission to more than 2,000 museums this summer. A summer, a 90% discount on unlimited ski passes to Vail Resorts. These are just a few of the discounts and deals that are coming your way, in addition to the things that you already know about in Colorado. So take advantage of that. And for the second time in the last 12 months, House lawmakers overwhelmingly passed a measure to ease disability benefit rules for veterans who served on ships off the coast of Vietnam and suffered serious illnesses, blue water veterans, that they insist are connected to the chemical defoliant Agent Orange for the aircraft that were flying off their ships. And I certainly hope that the Senate acts on this quickly, because these guys, a lot of them have already died, and many of them are dying as we speak. It's not a pretty thing. By the way, Armed Forces Week this week, Mission Barbecue, don't forget. Army was Monday, Marine was Tuesday, Navy was Wednesday. Today is Air Force Day at Mission Barbecue. If you're in the Air Force or if you're retired Air Force, stop by, you get a free meal. And tomorrow's Coast Guard Day. And then Saturday, it's all the veterans from 11 to 2 at your favorite Mission Barbecue location. Free lunch, lunch for the heroes, 11 to 2. Saturday at your favorite Mission Barbecue. All righty. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with more. Going to talk about China, of course, and talk about oil prices and other things. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, now it's time for my conversations with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and now when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any of the new Chevys or Nissans or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss family inventory. And you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. Moss Family Chevrolet and Moss Family Nissan and Moss Family Automotive feature the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida. They are the home of You Serve, You Save, a program that saves active duty veterans, military, plus first responders, active or retired, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you even more money. Try it. You'll like it. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Chris.
Hello. How are you?
I noticed something yesterday, and I heard somebody talking about this, and I'm just going to throw it out there for what it's worth. They said that investors were now starting to seek gold out as the world tensions are changing their attitude as to what they should be investing in. Is that true?
No, some, I guess, do. I mean, some people like to use it as a bit of a hedge in their portfolios. And, you know, I can understand that to some degree. People that go all in that gold stuff doesn't make it really any sense to me. And I'm not whenever we go after and we look at commodities, I look at things in forms of baskets, not so much just one thing. And I'm a big believer in other commodities that are a lot more useful than gold. Gold is not even really an industrial metal anymore. I mean, it's used in some things, yes, but to me, there's more important commodities out there than gold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, something else that may have a bearing on the market. You know, the market always hates uncertainties of any kind, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it can make the throw the market into a bit of a tizzy, without a doubt.
So we hear that James Comey may have conducted himself in a manner similar to J. Edgar Hoover, but of course he wasn't J. Edgar Hoover, and may have in fact been attempting or was going to blackmail President Donald Trump, according to a former FBI bureau attorney who came out and some information surfaced yesterday about it. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I was reading about that, but honestly, I think a lot of that stuff really won't affect the markets much, Matt. I really don't. I think that, you know, this has been so overblown and overdone. I think that, you know, you remember when, certain things popped out when they, remember Brian Ross, what the world happened to Brian Ross, where he got fired for putting out that fake
story. He's on public radio or something, isn't he?
I have no idea, but, he put out that fake story about Michael Flynn and the market tanked immediately because there's obviously concerns about, oh, this is it for President Trump. One of the hundreds of times that the media said, oh, this is it for President Trump. Those types of things will affect the market. Now it's just watching right now is the aftermath. And again, you know, it's like, described yesterday, actually Limbaugh said it this way. It's like, you know, rats scrambling to get off the ship. You know, they're blaming one another right now.
You wouldn't want to be a raccoon and be on a ship, would you?
I saw that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But what are you going to do? You're 20 miles offshore and you got a raccoon here.
And you're not sure if the darn thing isn't rabid.
I do the same thing. Get off the damn boat.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, all these people going after Donald Trump are now turning on one another. And it's kind of interesting to watch.
Yeah. And, of course, Donald Trump Jr., is being called to testify. They came out to some sort of agreement to testify in front of the Senate Intel Committee, and he was assured that it'll be closed doors, number one. And number two, anything they say will be behind closed doors. If somebody leaks something, I think they'll be hell to pay, but we'll see. But apparently, it's all going to be above board, so to speak. They're not going to go headhunting, as far as I know.
Well, we'll see what happens, with the investigation, Inspector General report, Attorney General Barr. I'm a big believer that now's the best time that you can go after and try to really actually do what Donald Trump said he wants to do and drain the swamp. Let's get rid of it. Let's go after these various different agencies and, you know, bring them to heed, because it's gotten out of control with all this, deep state stuff.
Now, when we started and you were ever chatting off air just before we came on, I told you that it looked like the markets were on again, off again. They were back on their on again circle because they were green. All of a sudden, just in that length of time, 5 minutes or so, everything's gone red again. Not by much, but everything's gone red again. Dow futures, NASDAQ futures, and S&P futures.
Yeah, something I don't watch. You know, you'll never hear me. I won't even know at 4 o'clock. I mean, people they always have those market closing reports or hourly reports, what the Dow did, what the NASDAQ did, what the S&P. I don't even pay attention to it. It's not important to me. And it doesn't matter to my clients. That's not the way we do things.
No, and are your clients paying attention to the presidential race? Are they watching the numbers that are out there where there was some sort of poll, a Marist poll, which isn't really all that reliable, never has been, that shows Joe Biden up by 20 points in Pennsylvania over Donald Trump?
No, the polls are absolutely, it's like right now we're having a who's going to win the 2026 Super Bowl. It's that ridiculous. It makes no sense.
Well, you're right. And by the way, people like to watch successful people and what they invest in, correct?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think it's true of, you know, you try to watch anybody who's successful, what they do and see how they go about doing things.
Yesterday, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway revealed that they made a massive investment in Amazon.
They've been investing in Amazon for a while now. Again, they're Warren Buffett waits until they get their companies are obviously the dominant player within the industry. Doesn't like to bet on losers and doesn't like to speculate. Right now, you know, Amazon most certainly is king when it comes to online retailing, without a doubt. And they've obviously expanded to a myriad of other things. It's kind of interesting. I kind of follow Amazon as well, and to this day, everybody looks at it as a retailer, but that still its most profitable business is its cloud-based computing service.
Did you see, by the way, the Gallup poll yesterday? They came out with what the best investment in America was?
No, I didn't see that.
Real estate still leads stocks as the best investment.
What do they mean by best?
I don't know. It's a Gallup. Well, maybe it's a Gallup poll, and it was, probably popular.
You know, I mean, popular is one thing. I mean, but again, is that people as well considering their home as an investment? Because I don't. Real estate is to me, if you're investing in real estate, you're investing in real estate to make money. It's not a place where you're going to live. Those are completely two different things.
Yeah, and I get you. I understand that. Okay, well, if you were advising the class of 2019 to go find a job, and they were going to go find a job, what do you think would be the highest paying job they could go looking for at an entry level?
Entry level out of college?
Yeah.
Out of college, I probably think it would be engineering, more than likely, some sort of engineering field, I would think.
Data scientists and software engineers, that's engineering, $96,000 a year to start.
That's very good. I'm sure the other more traditional engineering as well is probably way up there on the list. You still need people to design bridges.
Yeah, you do, and that's in the 80s. All those numbers are in the 80s. I'm looking at one, two, three different types of that type of engineering profession, and they're in the 80s. And then, of course, things drop off like a rock after that. It goes way down into the 70s, but there you go. And, of course, the lowest one here is 68,000. Software developers, 68,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there you go.
We all, I mean, these are all great fields, and you want to always look at fields that have a future in them as well.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the prize. All right, Chris Markowski, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Go over there, check him out, find out all the great things that he's up to, and I'll be right back with the Ron Edwards after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.